Yeah, somebody made the comment that it's like the Borg on Star Trek, and that's what I've been saying all along. So the hive mind is doing everything to assimilate you from a child. They've been trying to assimilate you from a child. The Bible makes it clear, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. You don't have a chance. Sinner man, sinner woman, you are the Borg hive till you get saved, and then God can pull you out. You don't have a chance without the Holy Spirit. A person who's not saved, they don't have a chance. It's impossible for them to escape the hive. I'm eating some corn while I'm talking about this. So, your whole life, they've been trying to pull you into the Borg hive, you know. If you think back about situations in your life, it might have been a video game or something. Somebody tried to get you into the world of the video games or something. It could have been anything. But if you look back, they'll even send a wife that's part of the Borg hive to get to try to pull to simulate you. Just like the Truman Show. His wife was fake. She was all fake. It was all about money, you know, selling the products, money. And Christoph, he was up there. Promoting Truman Show, you know. And you think about the name Christoph. Christ off, the Antichrist. So the Antichrist is running this drama game. He's using Google. He's using politics, the left-right paradigm. The devil's using YouTube, Yahoo, your smartphone. Trying to find something you want or desire, give you the fake. Try to get you to take the fake. If you won't take the fake, then that makes them mad, you know. But if you do take the fake, thinking it's real, then they'll pull that rug out from under you, you know. And most of these agents, these Freemason agents, they're not happy. Even if the devil gave them the so-called perfect life, they realize it was all vanity. These people really, they have to do what the devil tells them to do, you know? And they wanted to escape God because they wanted their own free will. And so they really think they got away from being a slave, and they went to the devil's side. And the devil is like the Pharaoh. The devil is a whole lot worse than anything they would have ever imagined. They thought they were going to get free, but they sold their soul to the devil. One second. They sold their soul to the devil, and it became serious slavery. The Bible says a slave to Jesus is freedom. See, the devil's the Draco Ma drama, draconian law, the flesh. They thought they could escape the My microwave just made a weird noise. They thought they could escape the slavery that they felt like they were under, but the devil made them more of a slave. Now they have to do his bidding. Whatever the devil tells them, they don't have a free will. The devil can actually take them captive. They don't even know they're being taken captive. That's why they say off the wall, bizarre stuff, and they don't even remember saying it. I do a lot of meditation, right? Now, it's not some kind of new age meditation. I just do a lot of thinking. And there's many times I go back over things in my life where I go back and I thought, this person was introduced into my world. As an agent, because they would say bizarre stuff. Different ones, where they would say such bizarre stuff. It was so off the roof, I thought, who are these people? And you can see, you can, if you really want to see an agent really fast, talk about once saved, always saved. Talk about the pre-tribulation rapture. See, the pre-trib is not a works-based system. It says faith alone, not of works, lest any man should boast. They will come out of the woodworks. In another way, that'll bring the legalists out. Another way, just to bring the, you want to bring the Jezebel spirit out, say, well, the Bible says, wives, obey your husband. And Jezebel, she will get mad. She will want to fight you. I ain't having no man tell me what to do. And she can be sitting on the church pew. This is real, people. The hive mind. And they have many different... They don't really care what you believe as long as you don't believe the Bible, you know? If anybody tries to promote the Book of Enoch, agent, a witch or a warlock, they'll tell you. They believe in Jesus. They'll never talk about being born again, but they believe in Buddha, Jesus. They believe the Bible, Book of Enoch. They'll believe anything. They're agents. They don't put the Bible up as their authority. The litmus test. If they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them. They don't know the truth. They just repeat what somebody else said, you know. And it sounds good, so you believe them. It's not really in them. They couldn't quote scripture if it killed them. You know, this is real. So if you go back over your life and think about the people that said weird comments, they would say something normal and then all of a sudden they'd say something off the roof, you know. Somebody said to me one time, they said, they can't take you down. I thought, why did they say something like that? They just say off the roof stuff. It reveals there's another world. The devil's looking at you through these people because they're demon possessed. If they receive a demon, the demon can watch you through that other person. And then, when you go to the grocery store, the same demon's in another person at the grocery store, and they know what you said while you're at work or somewhere, and they repeat the same thing. They don't even know each other because it's the same demon. And if you didn't have the Bible to know that the Bible says the devil can take them captive at his will, you would go crazy. You'd go berserk. So greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, because the world system is the hive. And they always trying to indoctrinate you into false doctrine. Doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils. And as soon as you wake up to this is real. This is not a game. This is real. And the faster you wake up to this, you'll see it. You might be married to one. They might be in church with you. They might be in your bloodline. They might be at work. They might be pretty much everywhere, because most people, you know, they're on the media. The media, it's all a fictitious story playing out in front of you everywhere at all times. Because why ain't everybody praising God? Why ain't everybody saying, praise God from whom all blessings? Why are they praising the movie stars? The movie stars are just, they want you to worship a movie star. Because if you worship a movie star, they're just like you. They're actually sold out. Most of your movie stars sold out to the devil. They have to do what the hive tells them. That's why they tweet what the hive says. Corporations tweet what the hive says. They have to tweet what the hive tells them to say. So they're not stars. They sold out to the devil. You're the star if you stand on the truth.